Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
All morning, we've been speaking about that 17-year-old Blackpool forward, Jake Daniels, who has become the first male professional footballer in England to come out as gay in 32 years. Incredible. I just looked him up on Instagram. Now is the time if you want to show him support, because I'm sure there's a lot of abuse down the line, unfortunately, for this poor lad. Now, Dublin Devils FC is a LGBT plus and inclusive Dublin football team offering football of all levels, from social kickabouts to competitive 11-a-side. And club secretary and team captain of the Devils, Adam Kane, is on the line. Adam, how are you?
I'm not too bad, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Adam, can you tell me about the Dublin Devils and who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, you covered it there, to be fair to you. Yeah, so we've been going since 2005. So mm-hmm. we offer a mix of social, competitive football. So for all abilities, you know, kickabouts, 5-a-sides, 11-a-sides. And we kind of have something to offer there for everyone.
Where are you based? I know you're in Dublin, but whereabouts?
We play out the Phoenix Park at the moment. Mm-hmm. And then we have indoor stuff in the YMCA and Angel Street in town. And we're in different locations across the city because we've players from everywhere. So, yeah.
Okay.
Kind of all over the place.
Deadly. How important is what Jake has done for the LGBT plus community and teams like the Dublin Devils? How important is today?
It's massive. You know, it was one of those things. As soon as the news broke yesterday, it was in every group chat and everyone was talking about it. Because it's one of those things, you know, it's like, you know, we always talk about it and, you know, oh, there must be someone, and, you know, that sort of way. So I think the fact that, you know, the way it came out on Sky Sports, and I think the way it was handled as well, particularly on their side, and, you know, knowing that he had, you know, support there, it was great for him himself to have that, but then also then for us then as well, and the wider community, you know, everyone was talking about it and, you know, buzzing to see it. I think you mentioned there it's been 32 years since Fash knew back in 1990. Yeah. So it's been a long time coming as well. So, we're really happy, you know, and we're really happy for Jake as well. So,
what really struck me, I was speaking to Marie Crowe about this earlier from Game On, and she was saying that when the interview was going on in Sky Sports, they had to turn off the Skype comments.
They did, yeah.
Would that worry you for him? Like, there's something coming down the line, you know, in terms of abuse. I mean, Marie said it's inevitable, you know, and sadly. But would you be worried for him?
I would be a bit, but at the same time, I think he did say it in the interview himself that, you know, it was mentioned, you know, about possibly getting abuse about it. And I think he alluded to, like, saying that he was going to be, like, you know, as a football player, they get abused
anyway.
Kind of, regardless, yeah, irrespective, they go for anything, you know, any sort of thing that they can get at you for. So I think this is the way he said, was this is another thing. But I think it's something that, you know, the Premier League, the FA, and, you know, other bodies need to come together and just make sure that if something like this is, you know, does happen in the stadium, that, like, those people are just, they're thrown out. And
it's an important time now, isn't it, Adam, for his teammates, for his colleagues, from other teammates, any in the Premier English League, the Premier football in the UK especially, for these people to come out and support him right now and show their support and be visible in showing their support, so it encourages people down the line that it's a safe space.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now, like, I think even from the announcement yesterday, you know, I think every club or most clubs in the Premier League and beyond have reached out with their support and
great,
you've players
seen
like Harry Kane and
great.
Stuff. Yeah, and I think especially coming up to Pride one now next month, especially, you know, it'd be a great time for players and for clubs to be really visible and show the support. You know, it doesn't matter what club or whoever Jake would play for, or anyone else for that matter. That you come out and support them and show solidarity in the brave decision that he's made.
Absolutely. So this is a turning point for the sport, do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's massive. You know, as I said, it's been a while, but, like, I think, you know, even at the age of 17, I think he's shown to be a role model in doing what he's done. And, you know, I'd like to think, you know, even though, you know, obviously it's been massive news for this, but I think from here on out, I'd imagine, how, you know, fingers crossed, it would become less and less of a headline, become, you know, part of the norm. And obviously that would be like the end goal. But yeah, no, hopefully, you know, it's a sign of, you know,
progress.
Maybe, you know, other progress, and other players are going to be able, you know, to come out and, you know, not have to worry about that sort of thing. Like,
absolutely. So, tell us, where can people find out more about the Dublin Devils FC?
Yeah, so you can get us on any social media. You can get us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Dublin Devils FC. And we also have a GFSN final in Tolka Park on the 28th of May. And that's at 2 p.m. We're playing against a Village of Manchester. So, big game for us. It's the first final that we've gotten to in the club's history in the GFSN. So, we appreciate anyone to come down to Tolka Park and give us a bit of support so we can hopefully win the cup.
Deadly. Well, let us know how you get on, will you?
We'll do.
Adam, you're a star. Thank you so much for doing that. There we go. That was Adam speaking to us this morning about Jake Daniels and Dublin Devils. Dublin Devils, have you ever heard of them? What a great group. Amazing. Best of luck in their final. Adam Kane is the club's secretary and team captain. And just talk about the importance of English professional footballer Jake Daniels, his announcement to come out as gay. He's a 17-year-old. I mean, this is huge. It shouldn't be, but it is. And it is a step in the right direction, and long may it continue. But I just want to say, if there's anyone listening, if anyone out there is struggling with the decision or how to come out, if they need support or need to speak to someone, belongto.org is a great website, a great organisation. They have great advice and resources that can help.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.